morning to you.
Good morning.
Lovely to be with you again this morning to bring the word of God to you. Thank you to all those who've been in worship this morning. And as we come to this last Sunday of the year, I was asked to look back and look forward. Tomorrow, a new year. And so I've entitled the word of God to us, Stop Trying to Go Forward in Reverse or Looking Behind You All the Time. I want to focus on Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Beginning of verse 13, he says, This one thing I do. We need to put behind us the past of 23 and whatever else went before that and press on into 2024, move forward in 2024. I think that old fable of the hare and the tortoise, you remember the race that they got involved in? And I think that's a good picture of many Christians in their walk with God. And I'm actually not so sure why we even talk about the Christian walk. The Bible actually never talks about the Christian walk. It talks about the Christian race. And we've slowed that down in the way in which we look. But there are many pictures, Hebrews 12 and others, of the race of the Christian life. But back to the story of the rabbit and the tortoise. Remember how the rabbit would charge ahead in leaps and bounds and make huge progress, and then stop and have a carrot or whatever on the way and talk to his friends. And the tortoise, meanwhile, is just solidly plodding on. And who won the race? The tortoise. The solid plodder. The one who just pressed on and pressed on. And that is what the scripture urges us to do today. To keep pressing on. Press on in your Christian life. Today the Lord calls us to not allow anything to hinder us from pressing on in our Christian life. It disturbs me to see Christians stopping off in their Christian life because of something that has happened. Someone had a disagreement with them or whatever in the church. So they just say, well, I'm not going to church anymore. I'm just, you know, that person hurt me. And so that's it. Where's that in scripture? You know, if life has a hurt, just drop out of the Christian life. No, it's press on. Press forward. Years of pastoral ministry, I've often heard people say things like, the church failed me, or the pastor wasn't there for me in the moment I needed him. Let me say lovingly to you, that excuse is not going to cut with God on Judgment Day. Somebody did something. Somebody didn't do something that they should have done, in my view. And so I dropped out, or I gave up, or I slowed down in my walk. We are called to press on in our Christian walk. And God will hold each one of us accountable as to how we pressed on in our Christian life. Let me say this to you. The Christian life is not a 100-meter dash. It's more like a lifelong cross country. A lifelong cross country that never ends. And as we look at this passage of scripture today, Paul says, I press on toward the goal. Not I drop out when I'm feeling tired, or I drop out when something doesn't go well for me, but I press on. And there are 2 points here from the Apostle Paul as we need to press on in our Christian life. It's firstly to forget what's behind. Forget what's behind firstly. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. What is behind you in 2023? What challenges are behind you? What is there that you need to put behind you in your Christian life race that hinders you? Hebrews also in this Christian life race talks about throwing off the stuff that hinders us. Imagine some athlete getting into a race and they've got their tracksuit top on and an overcoat on top of that and sort of a cap just to keep them warm. No, they take off anything that would hinder them in their Christian life race. So that they forget all that other stuff and move forward. One thing I do. What one thing must you do? You must forget the past. If you don't, it will paralyze you spiritually and emotionally. Now, before you say, wait a minute, there's some things in the past I shouldn't forget, I'm going to get there. So, listen carefully. In forgetting the past, you must forget your past sin. In forgetting your past, you must forget your past sin. If you've confessed your sins to God, they're gone. You may live with those sins' consequences. They don't go. But you need to move on because you're forgiven and it's forgotten. God says in Isaiah 43:25, I am the one who blots out your transgressions, and I will not remember your sins. I will not remember them, God says. And you mustn't remember them. I've blotted them out. I have a few memories of early days of school. One of them was in Standard 1, Grade 3, when we had to copy all these letters and capital G's and H's and K's or whatever off the board. And I completed a masterpiece. I mean, Picasso would have been proud of it, in my view. And I still went to school when we had ink pots. Who of you had ink pots? No, a couple of us. And there was that little hole in the sort of desk, and the ink pot went down into it. And just as I was completing my masterpiece, somehow my knee bumped the desk, the ink pot popped out and spilt all over my masterpiece. It blotted out every single letter I had written. And I went to my teacher and said, oh, my masterpiece, it was perfect. But it's gone, but I promise you, it's under there somewhere. He said, John, I can't see it. You've got to stay in a break and do the whole thing over again. And I was distraught that my masterpiece was blotted out. There was no way to see it. And that's how the Lord looks at your sin. His blood has blotted out your past sin. Now forget it. It's gone. It can't be seen. He doesn't remember it. Another illustration in scripture that Jesus uses of this is that he has thrown it into the depths of the ocean, sunk in the depths of the sea, and there's no dredging equipment or tackle that will refloat it. God's thrown it overboard. And as long as you have truly repented and confessed it, leave it at the bottom of the sea. Don't brood over that sin. Don't get into your past and get all morbid and say, oh, if only I haven't done that. Yes, of course, if only you haven't done it. But it's forgotten. God has forgotten it. There are two things that God can't do. He can't sin. And he says, I don't remember your sin. He forgets your sin. Now, why are you remembering it? He's forgotten it. It's like if you reconfess it, he says, what sin? Forget your past sin. Because it will paralyze your future pressing on with God if you keep going back and say, oh, no. Forget your past sins, but forget your failures. Forget your failures. Maybe you failed to sin God in the way you should have. Maybe you had all sorts of high intentions, a great desire to love and serve the Lord in an amazing way. Maybe there was a special moment in the church service where the Lord touched your life and you said, yes, you know, I need to go into full-time service or something like that. But you didn't. Lord, I wanted to serve you. Lord, I didn't serve you in the way in which I should have. I missed that opportunity. You failed, and because of that, you feel like you're half-hearted in your Christian walk. You need to forget that. Forgetting what is behind is what Paul says. Forget your failures. Next one, forget your regrets. Life is full of losses. You're going to lose in life over and over again. And if you live in regret over your past, no amount of regretting will change your future. No amount of regretting will change it. When you're living in regret land, you're fretting away new opportunities. You're letting them slip by you. You can't go forward in reverse and say, well, you know, if only I hadn't done this and that. So don't live in regret land. Otherwise, your regrets are going to hinder your spiritual and emotional progress. Not only forget your past sin, your failures, your regrets, but also forget your hurts. Now listen very carefully. I'm talking about hurts. I'm not talking about the pain of a lost loved one. I want to make that very clear, and I'm very conscious of that right here in this body. A loved one may have passed away in the past year or some years ago. No, we should not forget them and their influence over our lives and our love for them and their love for us. The death of a loved one is a deep. Not when I talk about hurts, I'm not talking about the pain of the loss of a loved one. Hurts come through a series of injuries in relationships. You get into some relationship or you're in a relationship and someone lets you down badly in the past, and they will, we're all sinners. And you have allowed that injury to dominate your thinking in that relationship. And you're really hurt by your perception of their actions and attitudes. You think, well, I'm angry with them because of that. Remember, their perception that may be completely different. Maybe you're disappointed because of something where you didn't shine well and somebody else shone well and they took the glory for it and now you're hurt. Forget it. It's past. Move on. Don't let your hurts become bitterness. Don't let your hurts become bitterness. Someone said, and I don't know who said it, but I know I've quoted it often in the past. Bitterness is like you drinking poison and hoping that your enemy will die. Bitterness is like you drinking the poison and hoping that that other person who hurt you will die. You've got to put your real hurts behind you if you're going to move forward in your Christian life and in relationships. God warns us strongly against an unforgiving spirit. Forget your hurts. But at last, forget your successes. Forget your successes. Perhaps for many of you, you've had some incredible, amazing spiritual times in your life. Maybe you think back to when you received the Lord and you had that first love passion. Or when you were baptized, or some other moment when God touched you in an amazing way in a church service or in some reading of scripture. And God's presence was absolutely real for you at that moment. And all you're doing is to crave back to get sort of that moment experience that was awesome as it happened or when it happened. Friend, and experience are not going to keep you going forever. Don't hanker back after some past experience. If need be, rather long for some new experience of God in a new and powerful way. Maybe you were successful in business or in life, you got to the top of life, but now you feel discarded and you just no longer the success in inverted commas you were. Forget it. As Paul looks back, he says, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind. I really want to say to you, you can never go forward in looking over your shoulder. You can never go forward in reverse. Put your car into reverse, you're going to go backwards. You can never go forward while focusing back on your past. How many Olympic champion races have been lost by the leader because for a moment they glanced behind to see how close the opposition was, and that person got in front of them because they took the eye off the forward goal. Don't say, take me back to that place, Lord. As creatures of heaven, I get it. We love to go back to our past. It's often a comfortable place. But longing to go back there, listen, is the very thing that can hinder you in moving forward in your Christian life progress. You need to go forwards, not backwards. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. So secondly, go forward. Verses 12 and 14. Verse 12 says, not that I've already obtained all this, already have been made perfect, but I, what's the next two words? Press on. To take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Verse 14 says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize. There's the race picture. I press on towards that goal to win first prize, as it were, for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Twice in these two verses, Paul said, I press on, I press on. So the question, are you going forward in your Christian life race? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to work that out. Are you closer to the Lord than the first Sunday of January 2023? Answers yes or no. Have you pressed on this year? It's not, yes, I have. No, I haven't. That's the question God's asked of you today. Are you going forward in your Christian life, my child, or are you letting your past slow you down and stop you? Are you pressing on? I'm not asking you what it looks like to others around you. I'm asking you, what do you know in your heart about your own relationship and race with God? Are you persevering in your Christian life? Campbell Morgan, that great preacher, once said, most of the Christian life is the way of plodding perseverance in doing apparently small things. The solid plodder tortoise in that race. Keep going. If you want to put it another way, my words, the Christian life is a lot of slog through persevered plodding. Endurance is the key word. Are you focused on the goal in 2024? Of having everything God has for you. If you have something else in your mind, something less than sort of complete commitment to the Lord, then you're not focused on pressing on, going forward. So the question you've got to ask is, am I like an athlete who's running the long distance marathon and persevering no matter what? This word in the press on in the original Greek is interesting. It's graphic. Earlier, Paul uses the word, I'm straining towards. It's the same sort of word. You can see the athlete. Every muscle is working. Every inch of their body's energy is in there. Pressing on, pushing, fully devoted. What are you going? What a picture of the Christian life. When you're doing that in your Christian life, my friend, all of your mind, all of your focus on going forward, all of your strength on going forward. Exertion, endurance are the key words. So, how do you get to a new level in your Christian life? By just doing the daily pressing on and slogging your Christian life. If we're running for God, there will inevitably be times when we slow down in the Christian life race. And let me tell you, it concerns me how we as Christians generally become wishy-washy. We don't keep striving towards the goal. We want to with our heads, but our hearts and our attitudes and our motives aren't focused around the striving. We let opportunities slip by us. And how easily, like the rabbit, we stop instead of keep striving for the prize. It concerns me how we want to go back to the good old days, as if we will become more spiritual if we can go back to the good old days. Reach forward, press on. One thing I do, press on. I press on. I strain on, says Paul. Look ahead, my friend. instead of looking behind over the shoulder. I will say to you straight away, I'm no expert on Christian life. I've got a lot of going forward to do in my life. But I do seek to keep my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us, standing at the end of that Christian life race, calling us towards Him, to Jesus. And to you as a church, He says, UEF Church, here's the end goal. Keep looking forward in 2024. Stop turning around and thinking about the past. It's forwards towards me, says the Lord. Not looking back in the hope of finding me somewhere in the distant shadows of the past. What do you dream about for 2024 as a church? As I was pondering over this, I thought, what about two Sunday services packed out? Have you thought about this? If each one of you just reached one person for Jesus in 2024, just one, this church would be twice as full. Now, that's not a whole lot of striving forward to reach one person for the Lord. But the impact on this body could be enormous. Reaching out, UEF, it's wonderful to see and have your fellowship and to be part of this from time to time. But this is not all there is in the Christian life. We're called to be part of reaching people for Jesus. Challenge you. Say, Lord, help me to reach one this year. Help us to be outward focused, to be like Jesus, to run towards the goal. So stop slowing down in your Christian life. Run forward well. Don't let anything in your past weigh you down or hinder you. Let's pray together. As we bow in prayer, I want to take a moment to look back for you to say, what is there that I need to forget? Tell the Lord about that. What is it that I need to put behind me? Confess that to me. And then what am I going to do to change, to press on in 2024 with the Lord and His work? What am I going to do to press on in 2024? Lord, you see our hearts. You mine deep down into our lives. Lord, help us to forget those things, those sins, those hurts, those failures, those regrets that hinder us from moving forward. Lord, help us to focus on us to run well towards the goal of Jesus in 2024. I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining. Praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, bless. does God desire to stay? Where does the rods and pierces play? Oh, some may swear where these abound.